Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Stock Market Today. It's Allie Cormann-Kentrieff here with a look at the action in today's session, where we saw more declines across the board. So continued deterioration, Ken, and some levels that we are keeping an eye on, but we're kind of hanging by a thread here. It's definitely turning more negative by the day, it seems.
Yeah, sharp break of the 50-day moving average for the NASDAQ earlier in the week, and it's just extending losses. So selling once again focused in technology stocks today. Did want to take a look at Google parent Alphabet. It's kind of in a rare group of technology stocks holding near its 10-day line, actually. Pretty impressive relative strength. Eli Lilly, ticker LLY, and also want to talk about interesting name, Itron, I-T-R-I.
Okay, well, we will get to those three stocks, but first, let's take a look at the major indexes. The NASDAQ today down almost 1.2%. The S&P 500 down about 0.6%. By the end of the day, the Dow modest decline, down 0.1%, and then small caps, the Russell 2000, down some 0.8% today. So we'll start with a look at the NASDAQ and the levels that we're keeping an eye on here, closing around 15,683. So, Ken, we're now seeing declines piling up. What's your take on where we're at?
Well, I mean, we've been talking about the fact that it's been a market, you know, that's been under distribution for a little while now, basically since early March, even late February. So we've been monitoring, you know, higher volume declines in the indexes. Well, we've seen increasing distribution days. We've seen a lot of leading growth stocks really kind of fighting a good fight and holding up relatively well. But even that picture has changed a little bit. We've got a lot of big market leaders that are now either below their 10-week moving averages. Nvidia is still fighting a battle there. This is sort of the focal point for for the stock market here. Is Nvidia gonna lose support here and go below the 800 level? It hasn't happened yet, and it's even volume today was higher than yesterday, but still below average. So we're not really seeing rampant signs of institutional selling in Nvidia, but tech stocks definitely under pressure here. NASDAQ, the worst performer. Interesting, NASDAQ volume is going to be pretty close to what we saw yesterday, but even if we do get another distribution day today, it's kind of a moot point at this point because we've got a very high count already for the NASDAQ and the S&P 500.
Right. So speaking of the S&P 500, seems like, Ken, the level that we are focused on right now to the downside is that 5,000 area. So could we see an oversold bounce? Are we going to break below this level? I mean, we're going to continue to take things day by day. So just because we've seen a negative turn of events doesn't mean that we have to just get totally bearish. You know, you have to get defensive and cautious when you see things like this. But you also just have to be open-minded to what could unfold from here.
Yeah, exactly. And it's actually for the rest of this week. There's not a whole lot of major headlines, and we do have earnings tomorrow morning from Taiwan Semi, which could be a market mover. This has been a top performer in the semiconductor group. It's still holding support here at its 50-day line. But what Taiwan Semiconductor says about demand, again, it's a bellwether, big chip foundry, and you can see the SMH, the semiconductor ETF, down 3%. That was actually holding up pretty well for a while, despite a sell-off for ASML earlier today. But some earnings reports to keep an eye on this week. But next week, with Meta reporting, Microsoft, mm-hmm. Google, really could be an important week for the market.
Exactly. So speaking of those names and some of the ones that you just talked about, Ken, the big momentum names, we can check in on this MTUM ETF, which I know you track closely. So this week, not a great week for momentum names. And now we are below that 10-week line, but a pivotal area. We have two trading days left this week. So just like for NVIDIA and some of these other stocks that are testing that level. Same for here too. Are we going to see further declines, or are we going to see some sort of support in the next two sessions?
Yeah, well, we do know the market is very oversold. We've been talking about that on IBD Live. No matter what oscillators you're looking at, the market is clearly oversold at this point. So, but when it comes to MTUM, you know, the top holdings here are NVIDIA, Eli Lilly, Meta Platforms, Broadcom. So it's just a good ETF to follow, just to keep track of how leading stocks in the market are doing. So while we're seeing a lot of leaders come under pressure here and many, you know, breaking below their 50-day lines, which is often a sell signal, especially if you've got a gain in a stock and it's losing support like that, you want to take some money off the table. So it's a very difficult market right now. And, you know, again, where the uptrend's been under pressure for a little while here, we'll see if that S&P 500 can hold 5,000. But we have to remember, you know, the market is up, what, 28-30% off of the late October, early November lows. And even with today's weakness, the indexes are maybe about 5% off their highs. So it's been a fairly mild pullback, even though there's been some pain, no doubt about it. It's been a fairly, you know, mild pullback so far, considering how far we've come in such a short amount of time. So could be a little left here in the pullback. But like you said, it's kind of silly in a volatile market to get too bearish or too bullish. We'll just watch the day-to-day price action here. What we know, though, is, stocks are really struggling right now, and it's a time to be raising cash. And it's also a time where people are making mistakes by, you know, buying these great stocks that are going lower. And you really want to be just kind of getting out of the market's way here, raising some cash, and just watching from the sidelines until we start to see the market trend again.
Exactly. Okay. Well, speaking of Eli Lilly, let's go there. It did manage to close green today, though well off its highs, with a gain of about 0.6% in today's session. So some resistance at the converging moving averages here. But Ken, this stock moving on some news today, or it tried to, still holding up, I'd say, relatively well in this base here.
Yeah, outstanding fundamentals at Eli Lilly, and a lot of their growth right now is all about tirzepatide, which is marketed as Zepbound or Mounjaro overseas, but it's just a blockbuster weight loss treatment. So they found out today, they did a late stage trial for tirzepatide and looking at it as a treatment for sleep apnea, and it did pretty well in a late stage trial. So the stock was up more than 3% early in the day and looked like it was going to try to break out of a downtrend, but we're in an unhealthy market right now. And this one got pulled down, with the broad market. I think it's still a good name to watch here, right along with Novo Nordisk, NVO, which has the blockbuster weight loss drug Wegovy. These have been pretty, normal pullbacks so far as both stocks trade around their 50-day lines, but maybe not so totally surprised to see Eli Lilly giving back those gains today. We're, this market is under some distribution here, and just a really tough environment for stocks to move higher on seemingly good news.
Absolutely. Okay, well, let's now go to ITRI. A new one for me, Ken, in the electronics group, but it's holding nicely within a base and had a really great reaction to its last earnings report.
Well, this is a very interesting company. Not only does the setup look good here, you've got a relative strength line that's kind of creeping towards highs. Again, a technology stock that's holding above short-term support levels, not seeing a lot of that right now. Their core business, they basically help municipalities and utilities manage, measure, analyze energy, gas, and water usage. That's their core business, but they're also involved in data centers. Okay, so they provide power protection and cooling services for data centers. This is an emerging market, a good growth area for the company. They also announced a cloud computing platform in February. So there's just a lot of interesting stuff going on here, and the pretty compelling fundamentals too. So like the technical setup a lot, just trading tightly, moving sideways, and seems to be a pretty good growth story. Now, a lot of these artificial intelligence stocks have come under a lot of selling pressure, but right. Itron, this data center market looks like it could be a good area of growth for them. So I think a good one for the watch list right now.
Absolutely. Okay, well, let's round things out with a look at Google parent Alphabet. After a couple of weeks of tight action of its own, broke out of a base. It's still trying to hold within that buy zone.
Yeah, so out of your magnificent seven stocks, you've got Meta Platforms that's threatening a break of the 10-week line. You've got NVIDIA that's threatening a break. And meanwhile, you've got Alphabet kind of holding strong here with a relative strength line near highs. I don't know if that means that the company's earnings report next week is going to be pretty good. Wouldn't be surprised to see strong numbers. Google is a mega cap stock that tends to, you know, consistently report strong bottom line and top line growth. But just think this one is still worth watching, because when you look at the entirety of the Magnificent Seven, you're starting to see a lot of stocks, not breaking down, but at least starting to break down. Alphabet on the daily chart here still holding near its 10-day moving average. So we'll hold out hope for a really nice earnings report. But next week is going to be important, like I said, because a lot of Magnificent Seven stocks reporting. I think Alphabet still is worthy of a look here as it holds above short-term support levels.
So in terms of what you do with something like this, Ken, if it's not in your portfolio with a profit cushion yet, do you look to the option market to try to see what can be done to take advantage of a potential upside reaction to earnings?
Definitely, you could consider options. Again, this is a tough environment if you're bullish on a company's prospects and you've got the market going down. It's a tough environment to maybe try to a call option here in anticipation of a good report. A name like Alphabet, you know, the premiums are often a little bit pricey. So we may take a look at this one in my earnings preview column. That's where we go over some possible option trades, but Alphabet checks a lot of boxes. Could make sense, but this is a tough market. You know, the trend is kind of the tide is flowing negative here. So even if Alphabet reports really good numbers, you know, will they be good enough to fuel gains here? That's a big question mark.
Yeah, you're so right, Ken. All right. Well, thank you so much for that. And thanks everyone for tuning in. We will be back with more tomorrow morning on IABD Live. And we hope everyone joins us. investors.com/IABD Live for all the details on that. Those TSM earnings come out super early. I think it's like 2 a.m. Eastern, something like that. So we'll have that to digest in the morning as the market kind of teeters on the edge here this week. So we hope to see you in the morning, investors.com/IABD Live. So we'll see you there. And then we also have you covered after the close tomorrow. This show is for informational and educational purposes only, and nothing should be construed as a recommendation to buy, hold, or sell any securities. Any securities and investment strategies discussed may not be suitable for all investors. Make sure to consider consulting with your financial advisor before making investment decisions.